for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeah!
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies.
That's right. You'll owe nothing, and you'll like it. Come on down. Join us. It's time for the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Hop in the chatsy chat room, get yourself a name, join the conversation. Let's call it and listen at 518-906-1839, and you can get the straight truth not that mainstream bullshit that turns your brain into some kind of zombified gray matter where you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. Where you believe there's 56 genders instead of two sexes. Where you believe that Russia invaded Ukraine. Not that the United States of America overthrew not only Ukraine, but a number of countries. And many of them are still experiencing the repercussions of American democracy. Yeah, I mean, wow, man, those Hillary Clinton slave markets and probably, you know, the adrenal crone harvesting systems, you know, in these places are probably going overtime. Yeah, particularly because they need people that aren't, well, you know, connected and connected, you know, with the COVID vax. Because I would imagine that the COVID vax would be a, how should we say it, a death knell to those that would inject themselves, not drink like a blood of a vampire, but inject themselves with the adrenal chrome of, you know, young people that have been scared into death or raped to death, or, you know, the option there is no life. Oh, that isn't an option, is it, with these clowns? So listen, the world's a shitty place and we can't send good do-gooders that aren't as hard as rocks, that aren't, how should we say it, afraid to stand toe-to-toe to the biggest evil and say, hell no. I don't care if it's the government way. I don't care if it's the Democrat way. I don't care if it's the Republican way. I only care if it's the American way of truth, justice, freedom, and liberty. Of course, there is also equality, not equity. Because I'll tell you right now, number one, we build equity for ourselves in our lives. You can't be born with equity. You can be born into success for sure, but you can take that success and fail. You can be born into failure and you can make yourself a success. It is the individual who makes the difference. Governments, Democrats in particular, would have you believe that you didn't do that shit. Everybody's an individual until it comes to doing something, and then you didn't do that shit. Did you ever notice that? Have you ever effing noticed that from these Looney Tune Democrats? Barack Obama came to Roanoke, Virginia one time, and he said, "You didn't build that. You didn't do that yourself. You didn't do that." You know, hey, no shit, Sherlock. I made a team and my team did it. But if it wouldn't be for me, the team wouldn't be jack shit, right? I mean, so, you know, listen, and, you know, this is where Nighthawk, for example, comes into view. You know, Mike Ringley in founding Revolution Radio, right? Oh, yeah. Individuals do shit. And people join them in their efforts. And then, you know, they pick up the ball and they continue the fight. I guess you could say they pick up the sword to defend the First Amendment, to defend the American people from the Federalists who believe that the Constitution limits the people, when in truth the people are unlimited and only limited by the states. And it is the federal government that is limited. I don't think any U.S. Supreme Court nominee would ever admit that, would ever say that. So come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. You can call in and listen to Studio A, 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A, 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A, and also to reach Studio B, 518-906-1859. Now, I don't know if anybody's live on there today. Oh, yeah, today's Wednesday, isn't it? So, Daniel with the Ball Busters podcast is in Studio B right now. Cool beans. And then after that, the Fact Hunter Experience. Yeah, then the Raw Deal with Dr. James Fetzer. Actually, it's the event, the combination of Studio A and Studio B. That's, you know, that's this morning. You're on Revolution Radio. And early this afternoon, more information that you'll get, how should we say it, than most newspapers and television and broadcasters would feed you for a week. So come on down and join us. I hope y'all are having a great day. Over here in the chat room, let's see the visitor log. There's Driver Dan just joined us. Hey, Dan, I hope you're doing well. There's William from Scotland and Mitchell and Thomas the Mad Painter. There's Memes and Crow and Jer Bear and Batsman and Blessing, Sunshine in a Bag. There's Festus B and Cat Dog Girl. Yeah, Valerie and May Street 139, or is that Saint 139? Yes, Dirt and Gino 2017, Noreen and Mr. Rowe and Wally and Malaya and Comet, Nessomanian in the kitchen is in the house, Surrey Sunflower and Popsicle Toes. And don't forget, Friday morning, this coming Friday morning, yes, Wakeem Hogypon, yes, who's been doing the Friday morning show, right? He's expanding to the hour. I just wanted to give everybody, I don't know if who's paying attention or not paying attention or whatever. I'm just saying that, hey, what the hell? My damn browser just reversed on me. anyway, yeah, so... So, yeah, starting at from 6 to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Cabal Empire Exposed with Wakeem Hogypon. And, yeah, I mean, he does some great stuff, and he's got lots of experience, and I'm glad that things are going great for him and that he's expanding to that hour. Don't forget, of course, before this show was Zoe and Bryce with from Z to Infinity. Yes, on Monday's Free Manatee, 6 to 8 in the morning from Australia. And then Plato's Cave from 7 to 8 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, so that's a cool, that's a great deal there. What other news and information we got going on here? Let's see. Hell, what day is it? It's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, the Wisdom Circle and the event combined. Yeah, okay, I was just looking over the schedule just because it changes. And sometimes, you know, even though I'm part of the volunteer management team here, I admit there's so many hosts, there's so many time slots, and, you know, I miss new ones, and I miss some of the good ones, and that sucks, because sometimes you have to take a break and you have to decompress, and, you know, it just, it works out that way. And then sometimes, you know, you just have work and crap that you must do. I got some stuff I want to try to do. I hope it all works out. We'll find out. Let's see what other news and information we got here. Oh God, let me get back to that real quick. Cause that was a real piece of work. Yeah. Okay. I think I've meandered around enough. Let's get over here to get some news and information for you guys, man. I'm telling you, it is, gosh, it's stupid out here, right? I mean, it's stupid. You know, it's stupid because our government sounds so stupid, right? Did you hear, Nancy Pelosi? Let me see. I got that one queued up. I got to get that opened up, and I got to get open this one up. You know, our elected officials, this Supreme Court nominee Jackson, is an idiot. She's, you know, as a judge, hell, I don't know. Listen. If you can't define what a woman is, and you snarkingly tell, as you're trying to be, Supreme Court justice, well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what one is. I mean, really? Really? I mean, this is just asinine. These are supposed to be educated people, and they're just lying through their teeth. And here, look at that. I can see it. If you can see the video clip, I'll post the link to the video clip of where I'm talking about here. And I'm sure you'll be able to see it in other ones. Her eyes are blinking like,
I said, I'm not a biologist. Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not.
Hey, maybe it's Rachel Levine. I mean, Rachel Levine is a dog ugly man and still makes a dog ugly woman. And he is a man. You can pretend, I just want to tell all the gays and lesbians and the transsexuals and all the confused people and, and all the nice people and all the good people and all the assholes. I just want to tell everybody, listen, if you can choose to be an effing turnip, if you can choose to be a panda furry for whatever, okay? If you can choose to be a transgendered person and pretend that you don't have balls and, that a man can get pregnant because they now say that there was a woman that became a dyke or a butch, excuse me, and feminism is all confused now, don't sit here and tell me that I can't use the language that I choose. Here you have people commanding and demanding that you use certain words, certain pronouns that they identify by. Well, who cares? I identify somebody as XXX or YYY. Sorry, but if you can identify as a turnip, I can call you cabbage. Okay? It's the same damn difference. And this is part of the problem, with this bigotry, this trans and sexual bigotry that Democrats push. It's just another twist of this victimhood. Oh my God, you're a bad person. I'm not bad for pointing out that that person is a male and he is sick. Lex Luthor was a criminal. Oh, I know a woman who would, is intelligent as hell. And she's smart. I won't mention her name because, she would put Lex Luthor to shame. She, you know, would spend, she spent 2 years in a chair, essentially trying to kill herself, overdose, but she never could for some reason. But she's brilliant as hell. She is very, very smart. But she's an effing psychopath. God bless her. But that doesn't make her stupid. That just makes her a psychopath. I'm trying to explain this somehow. That just because people define themselves as a certain way doesn't mean that you don't have the freedom to say, I disagree. I define it as X, 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 or Y, Y, Y. Or I just, you know, I'm going to forget Elon Musk's Hyperloop, and we're just going to call it a Fruit Loop. I mean, really. I mean, this is the kind of shit that we end up with. I don't know what a woman is. God. Well, you know, Lori Lightfoot got the biggest dick in Chicago. You know, she's Mobus Dickus, you know, should be a some kind of award at the Players Ball. Yes, the first annual, Lori Lightfoot Mobus Dickus Award. Yeah, I mean, really, it's just that idiotic. Oh gosh. Oh, here we go. Here, what about critical race training? Yeah, what about Jackson and Democrats on critical race training? Listen to Ted Cruz go to town.
Well, and I'll note that the board is chaired by Professor Fairfax, your college roommate who introduced you yesterday. So the two of you serve on the board together. Another book that is on the summer reading for third through fifth grade is a book called Stamp for Kids, again by Ibram Kendi. I read the entirety of the book, and I will say it is an astonishing book. On page 33, it asks the question, can we send white people back to Europe? That's on 33. That's what's being given to 8 and 9 years old. It also, on page 115, says the idea that we should pretend not to see racism is connected to the idea that we should pretend not to see color. It's called colorblindness. Skipping ahead, here's what's wrong with this. It's ridiculous. Skin color is something we all absolutely see. Skipping ahead, so to pretend not to see color is pretty convenient if you don't actually want to stamp out racism in the first place. Now, what this book argues for is the exact opposite of what Dr. King spoke about on the floor of the Lincoln Memorial. And are you comfortable with these ideas being taught to children as young as 4 and in respect to the first book, as young as 8 and 9 in respect to the second book?
Senator, I have not reviewed any of those books, any of those ideas. They don't come up in my work as a judge, which I'm respectfully here to address. In my work as a judge, which is evidenced from my near decade on the bench,
I guess some people have dreams. Yeah.
You, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, we forgot. Dr. King says,
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak.
Yes, however, you know, today if you listen and you talk with liberals, what they will say is that Lincoln was essentially the slaver. I mean, this is the idiocracy that we are living with today. Here you go.
Sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination, 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Yes, we are. However, our parents are experiencing slavery.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down.
Break is come. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember Martin Luther King. Remember that. Judge people by the depths of moral character, not by the color of their skin. Don't be a critical race trainer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone.
everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
The little honey on the lone highway left it for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Don McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
All right. Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Hey, this is the Revolution in the Morning Show. Oh, man, I saw this during the break. I came across this. I said, oh, hell, you know, I have to talk about this one. You know, for a judge, it's pretty important to know when life begins, or how about when life ends? Because if you don't know where it starts, how in the flying woo-hoo na-na can you even know where it ends? If you don't know where it starts, where does it end? Let's be honest ourselves, all right? So, of course, Judge Jackson, Senator Kennedy, asks, when does life begin, in your opinion? Yes, the answer may astound you, coming from an educated idiot. I mean, Judge Jackson.
When does life begin, in your opinion?
Senator, I don't know.
Ma'am?
I don't know. Yeah, just like, Kamala Harris cackle and cuckle. You know, that every time, you know, there she's under some stressful situation or something like that, she, oh, yeah. It's pretty damn silly. It's pretty damn stupid. I mean, it is sheer crazy. It's idiocracy. Memes. I love that song. Yes. The Ballad of New Orleans, Johnny Horton. Yeah, so come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Oh, I mean, it is crazy. You know, the educated idiots, the morons and the retards that we see today. Everybody is, an expert in, what do they call that? Green energy today. It's funny that the experts in government today don't know shit about how the current energy system is run and how it should be maximized, not thrown into chaos. It's certainly crazy. They're has been some developments. I'm trying to think of where I was heading with one of these, with some of this stuff I was, because every show I do, it's free flowing. Yeah. Let's go over to this one because this is just, bizarro land. Okay. In all honesty, you know, this was just all bizarro land that we see in government and in politics today. Nancy Pelosi. If you want to hear something sound dumb, just let Nancy Pelosi say it. Oh, my computer's going round and round. Here's one for you. Okay, here it loaded. Now, catch this crap. This is Nancy Pelosi and word salad.
So, Eric Holder has been the head of something called it, and it's not really political, it may sound, the Democratic National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which is to try to get redistricting to be apolitical. It's just apolitical, to do it by commission, to do it to meet certain standards of the Voting Rights Act that we hope to have, and the Constitution of the United States, honoring those things. So Eric Holder has been the head of something called it, and it's not really political, it may sound, the Democratic National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which is try to get redistricting to be
not
apolitical.
Not Democratic Party at all. It's Democratic.
Apolitical.
It's apolitical. Eric Holder.
To do it by...
Sure. Sure.
Commission to do it to meet certain standards of the Voting Rights Act that we hope to have, and the Constitution of the United States, honoring those things.
Oh, yeah, so, sure, Nancy, sure. The same Eric Holder who was equal and fair in walking guns, and so, you know, how should we say it, so... crime syndicates, and then this.
It's a self-fulfilling problem. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this, so they have that validation that the press reported the smear. And then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic. And it's self-evident.
Yes, it's self-evident. That this is just one incorruptible bitch. And that if this is how politics is really run, to demonize and to destroy people with false smears, then it truly is basically just criminal. listen to this again.
And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this.
Yes.
So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's...
We're going to merchandise the smear that we made. You know, Kamala Harris recently pretty much said about the same thing. Isn't that what she said?
Guys, we're talking about the potential for war in Europe.
Oh, yeah. What? You aren't down giving somebody blowjob diplomacy?
That's what we're talking about. It's been over 70 years. And through those 70 years, as I mentioned yesterday, there has been peace and security. We are talking about the real...
No, there hasn't. That's a lie. There has not been peace. There has not been security in Europe. Operation Gladio, when NATO murdered European citizens in the name of democracy, in the name of, man, we can't let them socialists and communists look good. Let's blow some people up. Let's blow grandmama and the baby up on the park bench. Let's murder the Italian and Spanish mayors and politicians and judges. And, you know, let's have some good old riots and bombings. And listen, we're NATO. We need practice doing this stuff. So we should do it for the benefit of Europe. That's why NATO should have long been, how should we say it? Disbanded. Maybe that's the only way to say it. Europe has not been safe and secure. In fact, there has been social engineering and governments being overthrown. The only problem is that Kamala Harris and her empire-building dickhead, Traitor 44, Barack Obama, part of the New World Disorder, are in the middle of it. Vice President Kamala Harris. The only thing she really knows about is blowjob diplomacy. That's all Kamala Harris really knows, okay? She knows how to put a brother in prison and turn around and smoke that joint right behind him. She knows how to do that. She knows she's Jamaican and her family's former slave owners. You know that. But yeah, it's word salad, loads of bullshit. Listen.
No possibility of war in Europe.
Hmm.
So our position...
Our position is very clear.
Very clear. Which is, as a leader...
As a leader, I got to get down on my knees. I brought my special knee pads all the way from San Francisco. I had to drive over to Willie's house to get them. You ought to be glad we're here.
Have been. Bringing together the allies, working together around our collective and unified position, that we would all, not just prefer, we desire, we believe, it is in the best interest of all that there is a diplomatic end.
There cannot be a diplomatic end because the United States of America has not learned anything. They have not learned that they must stop social engineering governments and overthrowing them around the world and then expecting others to sit by as the U.S. develops this worldwide hegemony using the World Economic Forum, using climate change, using the World Bank and the Fed. The FBI, the CIA, you know, using all of these arms of government as tools to enslave the world, to bring about and to finance politicians that are friendly to their corrupted ideas. like Justin Trudeau, a third of the Canadian government, all these of World Economic Forum, you know, lackeys. The World Economic Forum. Yes, it's just the new front runner of the old guard. And it is the old guard that is overthrowing this world, the status quo. I see Crows in the house here. And, you know, with him, you know, doing his show Friday afternoons, right? Then. Market watch. Fridays from 4 to 5. I got some food for thought for Crow. As, you know, we are seeing and experiencing the ripping, the reaping, the raping of all different kinds of commodity markets. You know, of course, the gas and oil markets, the nickel markets got raped the other day. We know lithium has essentially doubled. We know that wheat and flour, you know, and, you know, the food staples that keep the world alive, how those prices have doubled. Okay. We, you know, we are seeing this, but is this what we are really seeing? I guess is the question that remains the same, is that we are really not seeing the rise of prices, of the commodity prices, and all of these other prices, that they are really essentially, they're not rising. But we are seeing the destruction, the 33% destruction of the value of the U.S. dollar. And then on top of that, the next 33%, as Jim Willie had proposed years ago, as the U.S. dollar loses its reserve status, as we have this Bretton Woods 3.0 or whatever the hell they're going to bring in next, as the Saudis take the yuan oil dollar, oil trade, and India takes a ruble trade. I guess I say rubble because it's about rubble. But anyway, so they're doing that trade, and, you know, the New World Order, Biden says, quote unquote, they want to lead it, that the U.S. wants to lead it. And this is essentially his calling now, is to lead the U.S. in the New World Order. Well, let me tell you what, Joe Biden's been in the government and been working with these groups for 30 to 40 years. It's not a new world order. It's the same deep state, one world order, the world fascist order. I mean, anyway, that's what I see. But, you know, let me drag myself back to the market stuff. That the destruction of the U.S. dollar, that destruction of the, you know, the petrodollar, and the destruction of one of the key things that makes America debt laden again, no, always debt laden, but because of the fractionalized banking system and the ability to half-ass finance a lot of this stuff. Because I don't believe, you know, all the bonds and all this other stuff. It's, you know, it's to me, much of it is that fractionalized banking money that has been rolled over and over again. And the fractionalized banking money should be extinguished as somewhere along the line, but it never is. And so you have this massive shadow market. But the fact is that the dollar is depreciating, and that because of the dollar depreciating, what we are really seeing and what we are really experiencing is what? It is the destruction of the dollar. It is not so much the rise of all the prices around the world, and things are being priced, you know, in dollars. That means that the dollars themselves are getting worth less and less and less. Anyway, that's, you know, that is one way, you know, people always said, oh, well, you know, it's the cart before the horse, you know, it's the egg before the chicken, or the chicken before the egg. And, you know, can the horse push the cart? You know, I guess for so long it can, you know, but, you have to have a chicken before you have an egg, right? So where'd the first chicken come from? But these ideas of how we're told economies work, and how we're told how, finances are created and money is created, and how it's all works in the Fed and the banks and all that. It's such a scam. That you know, we started with basically a dollar in 1913. And that has, you know, through depreciation, through the reduction of the credit and the faith, you know, that's the other thing, isn't it? You know, the credit and the faith of the United States of America to pay its debts back. The country itself, the government itself. Now this is separate. Remember, I always want to conflate these things together. The debt of the United States government. You know, that is one kitty, kind of. Okay, that's $30 trillion. The liabilities of the United States government. But remember, that is different than what the Fed is, what it does, and how it operates. And it has been the Fed that has been essentially depreciating the dollar, you know, through different mechanisms, and, you know, through the attachment of to a dollar, to silver or gold or some other commodity, to eventually where it became such an imbalance that the metals were going to win over paper. So they removed the paper. Now the paper is, how should we say it, rotting away. Strip on strip on strip. In fact, I used to joke that the real dollar should be just that little strip of the end of the dollar that's between where it says the printing ends and the edge of the bill is. That's about the real value of that dollar. And the rest of it has been stolen by inflation and deflation. You know, anyway, that's just food for thoughts. But I keep thinking that we're not seeing this boost of prices as we're seeing so much as the destruction of the dollar and its hyperinflation, I guess, or hyperdeflation of the dollar's value. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'll just check over here in the chat room and see, but yeah. It's crazy implosion, I guess. That's a good word, blessing. It's sheer crazy. You know, and we have to remember that all paper currencies in the history of mankind, and going back however far you want, till we were trading pretty rocks, as money. Everything has moved to its intrinsic value of nothing. Well, unless it, you know, had jewel, you know, it was valued as gold or silver or as a precious metal. Yeah. You know, but you know, there's one thing I don't see. I just wanted to say there's just one thing I don't see. We only got a couple minutes before the break, but you know, we see everybody wearing this bling bling, you know, around their necks and, you know, they, you know, how comes nobody's wearing catalytic converters? Why don't we see catalytic converter bling bling? I mean, I just have to ask. Oh my God. It's crazy, isn't it? Kamala Harris and her crazy cackle talk. I mean, and Nancy Pelosi and the wrap up smear. So you guys will, wrap it up and put it in a package and I can market it. Yeah, it's, crazy, crazy things. Ah, gosh. Yeah, I thought I played this, Nancy Pelosi clip trying to explain something. It's idiocracy. Lithium prices that doubled in 2022. Nickel prices have gone up over 5 times. Remember, those are two of the core and components for electric vehicle batteries and this electric green future that they say we're going to have. Ukraine crisis accelerating the rise of central bank digital currencies. Oh, God, digital currencies. Yes, we have to control who can spend what money. Yeah, I mean, really, they say that it's going to help, and I just think it's a recipe for disaster. Central digital currencies that the banks can essentially turn them off. That's not a good thing. Project Veritas. Yeah, coming up the second hour. Project Veritas and NATO and fat ass Bill Barr. Yeah, Daniel Ellsberg. All coming up in the second hour.
Day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
The pill has been taken. The blinders are off. Are we in the end game, or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Check it out.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Alright, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Ready?
Oh no, you better get that coffee. Hey, it's coffee time. Come on, wake up. Come on, come on, let's go. Yeah, get some coffee in that membrane in the insane so your brain can get going today. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. This is the Revolution in the Morning Show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio, where we're trying to bring you the truth that the mainstream media, the mind controllers of the matrix, and those that are putting you in a delusional psychosis, I'll say a psychotic state,
but it's more of a psychosis than a state. To me, that's how I view it. And it truly is, you know, making people insane in the membrane. The words of our president, our politicians, you know, and, you know, our so-called leaders are insane today. Don't forget the news and the television broadcasters and the print media that all are seem to be on the same page of stupidity, all on the wrong side of history. Today, liberals believe they're on the correct side of history, calling for censorship and re-education camps. That's the dystopian world that we live in, where 50 to 60% of Democrats believe that that anti-vaxxers, as they call them, or people who resist getting jabbed to death by an emergency use authorized vaccine. That they are crazy, that they are insane in the membrane, because they will not put something that is essentially a proven medicine into their body. But you're crazy if you take horsey-faced propaganda to the max today. Government is trying to convince you. Now, there, I watched a, I watched a video clip earlier. It was an interview at USAWatchdog.com. And, you know, I thought about playing this the whole second hour. It was so, it was just amazing. Okay. I'm going to play a couple minutes of it because, I want you to understand the gravity of what this doctor is saying. Okay. Dr. Elizabeth Eads, continues to highlight the unreported effects of the CV-19 bioweapons, as they term them. She says that contends it's huge disinformation campaign to make you think that the shots are safe and not causing blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, cancers, and a host of other diseases, including AIDS. An acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Attorney Tom Rentz and the whistleblower had the other data. So listen, these things are causing cancers, like they have never seen before. And it's a tragedy. It truly is a tragedy. I hope I can get into close to this close to where the audio is in this.
Look, that are in study right here. Now, we're trying to use everything that we can think of to boost up the CD4, CD8 counts and reverse this collapse, this calamity of immune collapse. It's very stunning.
You were talking in past interviews, and you said, listen, here's the way the math goes with this. First shot, generally speaking, is you lose, you know, 20%, then you lose a little bit, a bigger percent, and then the booster. And even Dr. Michael Yaden, before the very first shot was getting, whatever you do, don't get the, he called it a top-up, I think, don't get the booster, whatever you do. And you got a special name for the booster that you're seeing it in action. The people who are double vaccine boosted, that's, your term is the kill shot. Did I get that right?
The kill shot, the money ball, whatever you want to call it, it is just devastating to the immune system. And I'll tell you why it's devastating. If you look at the Stanford study, and I'm just going to read a couple sentences from the Stanford study to you. The spike protein in the COVID-19 vaccines that everyone is talking about is called the lentivirus. The lenti contains a combination of HIV types 1 through 3, SRV/1, which is AIDS, MERS, and SARS. In the Stanford study, the best known lentivirus is the human immune deficiency pathogen, which causes AIDS. This is why we are seeing autoimmune and neurodegenerative decline after COVID-19, especially the booster. This is a condition known as prion, and the mRNA from the lentivirus cocktail is inserted into the DNA of human cells through an invasive procedure, injection, and permanently changes the genome of the cell. That is why this is terrifying to us in the medical community, because we just don't know how to attack.
I mean, a lot of people have a hard time putting their head around this, that you got acquired immune deficiency syndrome because it was put in the vaccines, the quote, the injections, the inoculations. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. That's what the spike lentivirus is.
Now, this is an interview, USAWatchdog.com. I don't know how much of it I'm going to play. Like I said, there is so much information in here. It's hard for me to unpack it all, and I'm going to have to watch it 2 to 3 more times to really, you know, to compartmentalize the different segments of it and so I can break it apart and understand exactly, you know, what all these consequences are. Just devastating. And I had said something earlier, you know, about the COVID-19, and I really never thought about it, the vaccine itself. It sounds almost like the mad cow disease, where the rogue prion attacks and destroys the rest of the protein cells within the body. These protein cells, and you know, the research about prions and how they transfer themselves into other cells. You know, this would have been some of the basic research that would have been done. And it kind of appears that they've taken these genetic sequences and have kind of latched onto them. And because of, you know, acquired immune deficiency syndrome and how it works and interacts with, that's right, if you think about it, using it, I guess, between the what I call the prion of the mad cow, using it as a carrier for these other things. And you know, that's kind of what some of what has been done. I'm not 100% sure. I can't say, but as I said, this is such an interesting. I'm going to copy the link here and put it in the chat room for those over here at Revolution Radio Freedom Slips.com. But you can go to USA Watchdog, and it's pretty close. I've eaten enough cows, but I've never had a Swiss cow. By the way, I don't know, Blessing. No, but I'm just making a joke about the prion and mad cow disease and all of this other stuff. It truly is, you know, devastating. Devastating. Oh, they're trying to seize Putin's 500 million pound yacht. Oh, God. Mad Vlad bombs women and children. The sun. Yes, the sun. They're going to shine the light on it. Oh, God, it's Vladimir's golden toilet paper holder. Yes, he's got a roll of to cover his toilet paper that is, you know, gold-plated. That's the obscene wealth of Vlad. Hey, you know, how did this comedian get to be, you know, $500 million to $750 million in just a few years? You know, I mean, really? Really? You know, at what point, you know, is all of this, well, crazy? New York PD sued over their DNA database that contains genetic profiles on innocent people. Yes, of course, when they arrest you, then they say, hey, man, we got to get a swab of DNA because you were arrested. You were charged with a crime. And we keep a database for, you know, and it used to be, remember, it used to be, oh, well, it was only felonies. Oh, wait, no, it was only child molesters. No, no, wait, it was only rapists. No, now it's, you know, you get a parking ticket, they ask you to spit in a bagging something. That's what'll be next. And that's because, you know, they have to get everybody's DNA so they can cross-reference everybody and, you know, tag you with a crime somehow, some way, some fear. Yeah. So the database that contains genetic profiles of innocent people, now they were supposed to be deleted. However, the New York PD either sold access or gave access to third parties who transferred those DNA genetic profiles outside of the control of the New York PD to like a, what would you want to call it? A fusion center. Maybe that's, you know, something along that line. Microsoft documents show that the Department of Justice is spying on Project Veritas journalists and that, they lied to the judge about, surveilling and getting warrants for, Project Veritas emails. The judge in the case, a judge between the New York Times and, Project Veritas and, it's a trial, I should say. And, you know, where New York Times has pretty much slandered Project Veritas and defamed them. And, gosh, you know, the judge is, you know, they want to give it to the New York Times, but, you know, the way the law and everything is, they're having a hard time figuring out how to kick it out of court and how to get rid of it. So when it was discovery and all this other stuff, the prosecutors and the FBI hid information, you know, that's horrible stuff called, you know, that Brady stuff, and essentially hid it even from the judge. Here's just yet another example of the corrupted federal prosecutorial system and the federal judges. And, you know, what you do when you go up against them, you don't know when they're going to lie. And they may lie and withhold information that, well, let's just say, makes your client innocent. Spring break, 911. That's right, 911 on spring break. Yeah, shootings rock Miami Beach. The party needs to end. And the police are having a hard problem getting it to end because it's been 2 years since kids said, oh, man, we can go to the beach and party. Yeah, and they're letting it all loose. Let's see. I guess there was a wild brawl inside a steakhouse between UFC stars. Oh God, you know, it's, sheer crazy, the idiocracy, you know, of the world that we see. An inspector general identifies 41 LA sheriff deputies who allegedly belong to gang-like groups. Yes, they probably play soccer or they knit, or maybe it's a group of nerd gang hackers. Oh yeah, that would be just horrible. Gosh, yeah, a man who went AWOL and deserted the Navy. That's right, deserted the Navy has been busted, has been found out because of his COVID shot. That's right, a Tennessee man was living using a different name for decades. No one knew his true identity, not even his girlfriend of 30 years and the mother of their three children. Until one small detail led law enforcement to his real identity, his COVID-19 vaccine. Jerry Leon Blankenship, 65, from Newport, a city about 50 miles east of Knoxville, had been using someone else's identity since the early 1980s, when, according to court documents, he went AWOL. That's right. He had gone through Navy training, and while home from, I guess, after boot camp, and had leave after boot camp, he, this guy, Jerry, just decided to leave. He went AWOL, assumed the name and identity of another individual, and had been living that way since. Blankenship, in the early 80s, Blankenship was in a short relationship with a woman. When the woman heard he went AWOL from the Navy, she suggested he used the identity of the father of her child to avoid trouble from the military. Court documents show they shared important information, such as his social identity, social security number. He and the woman separated, and he met the estranged daughter and the first wife from a different relationship, you know. So he built a repair business, and he's been working, and then I guess when his jab came up and that name, law enforcement in Tennessee became aware of the offenses after reports of a victim of identity theft in North Carolina. The most recent taking place in March of 2021, when Walgreens contacted him about his COVID-19 vaccine, which he had never received. Yeah, hey man, CBS calling, come and get your COVID vaccine. Yeah, the guy from the assumed name. Hey, good thing it's not. Hey, it's the mortuary calling. We wanted to know about embalming your dead husband. What's his name? Bill. Well, I'm Bill. No, this is Bill. No, you're Bill. Who is, it's, crazy. It's idiocracy. It's silliness. So, wow. The subvariant. Oh my God. The subvariant of COVID. Oh my God. It's the COVID strain. Yes. You know, what's they got? Omicron, which transforms into moronic. What does dumb shit transfer into, you know? Hey, I know. Let's get the fourth shot. If you get the fourth shot, you'll believe that the world is flat. No, I'm just kidding. Boy, I'm going to catch flack for that one, I'm sure. But yeah, hey, dry fly guy, I hope you're having a great day. Oh, man.
Yeah. Gosh. Wow. Yes, Jacob, Creutzfeldt Jacob syndrome is a horrible, that's the human form of mad cow disease, if you didn't know. Let's see, find some news and information. Russia to demand hostile states pay in rubles for gas. That's right. If you're Germany and U.S. or U.K. or wherever you're from, you know, you have to pay in rubles for gas, which means that, you know, you have to buy rubles or have rubles, which supports the Russian currency. That's right. Tornado damage in New Orleans area, thousands without power. Residents should avoid travel at all costs. That isn't essential. Yes, appears to be a lot of damage in certain areas. God bless them. I hope everything is kind of cleared up. There is concern that gas stations will run dry in some places in Europe and in other places where diesel fuel is already now under serious pressure, and that theft is up. That's what I would say to you, that the theft of diesel fuel has been increasing, and people are essentially stealing thousands of gallons at a time in tanker trucks that have big beds in them, or concealed vans that have a pump, and they stop, they cut the lock off the top of the pump that's outside under the ground.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? You enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association. when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. And let's get to it. The facts, Jack. That's right. That's what we're looking for. Lindsey Graham. Yeah, man. I'm telling you. What a turd. Yes, he even grilled, so-called, Judge Jackson. And, to rate her religious faith on a scale of 1 to 10. Lindsey Graham's just a dickhead. I mean, I'm serious. He's a clown. You know, he says, I go to church regularly, probably 3 times a year. No, anyway, at one point, Jackson said her faith was very important. And also pointed out that there's no religious test in the Constitution. You know, after some back and forth, Graham launched into a side about Supreme Court Justice Barrett's 2020 and her membership to a little known group, a Christian group, People of Praise. Anyway, you know, hey, listen, Graham is essentially, you know, this idiot pig. And he really is. He's a jackass. You know, what him and, um,
John McCain did to Donald Trump and what they have done to thousands of people in the Middle East that are no longer breathing because of McCain and Graham support ISIS and al-Nusra, and they would support the devil if they thought it would help a heaven win the earth. Yeah, I mean, how in the hell deluded and perverted thinking is that? But here is an exchange between Jackson and, you know, Graham Cracker.
Family and faith, because in your opening statement and the people who introduced you to the committee, there was very glowing praise of you as a person, a good friend. You have a wonderful family. You should be proud, and your faith matters to you. What faith are you, by the way?
Senator, I am Protestant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Non-denominational.
Okay. Could you fairly judge a Catholic?
Senator, I have a record of
fairly answer would be yes.
Judging everyone.
I believe you can. I'm just asking this question because how important is your faith to you?
Senator, personally, my faith is very important. But as you know, there's no religious test in the Constitution under Article 6, and
there will be none with me.
And it's very important to set aside one's personal
faith. That's about what it sounds like, isn't it?
In the role of a judge.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I believe you can. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how faithful would you say you are? In terms of religion. You know, I go to church probably 3 times a year, so that's pretty cool with me. Do you attend church regularly?
I'm sorry, man. Well, I'm
Senator,
telling you.
I am reluctant to talk about my faith in this way just because.
You know, this bullshit going on. You know, this dog and pony show, because that's all it is. It's a dog and pony show, and each of these little sons of bitches are prancing around like, you know, it's a kennel show. And, you know, some of them are just walking around strutting their stuff, and other ones are running around looking like clowns with their heads chopped off. It's sad, sad state of affairs that we see and that we live with today. The UN Secretary General Guterres calls coal investment stupid, sleepwalking to a climate catastrophe. You know, look, this dumb son of a bitch, let's rape the rest of the world. You know, just hold off on that coal, hold off on that oil. You know, we got a whole new raping to do. Wait a minute. We need that coal and that oil, and we need that this new renewable power that just keeps going and going and going. That's right. It's called nuclear. That's right. Nuclear power is now green. This is how stupid these sons of bitches are. Really. This is how dumb these so-called leaders are. And one of the reasons they're doing it is so you live in little enclaves in the cities, those that are the survivors. So get your back. You know, I laugh because I shouldn't laugh, but you know, the movie I Am Legend or whatever the hell it is, you know, that essentially starts with, hey man, we got a vaccine for cancer, and you know, it not only will stop cancer from when you know you got it and cure it, it will prevent you from having it. And next thing you know, 3 years later, everybody was dead. Except for a few people. I mean, The Simpsons cartoons that essentially have the photographs of Ukraine in the Simpsons. It's kind of as a foretelling of the future of many different things, right? And you have these nuclear, what would you call them? Depictions. And that it's unbelievable that, you know, it's essentially May or April 2022, May of 2022, when these things, you know, these supposed nuclear events are supposed to happen. You know, it's like madness. It really is. It's utter madness, you know, that we see going on. And I can't find this damn picture. I thought I opened it. Yeah, I had that open today earlier. Imagine all the sheeple. Yes, isn't that the truth of the world that we're living in right now? You know, imagine all these sheeple. Imagine all these idiots that we see day in and day out. And let's see, in Ukraine, it says the Ukraine war in colors in the background as the U.S. and Russia go head to head. And they're showing a 5/5/2022 nuclear explosions. And to what extent that is, you know, I can't say. But there is a nuclear bomb on a casing that is then is shown to explode. So, but it's May 5th, 2022 is this, what do you want to call it? Advanced cartoon warning. You know, we've seen time again. I hate to say it, but we've seen it time and time again. We've seen it come true. Pentagon has blasted Putin's spokesman nuclear use remarks to CNN as dangerous. You know, Christine Onampour, a manure journalist, an ambush, backstabbing, low-life piece of human dung that has sold her soul to Satan and the New World Order, asked a Peskov over Putin's willingness to launch nukes and under what conditions. Do you ask the U.S. government that? But the U.S. government, you know, would always use nukes, and they always will. And, you know, would not surprise me if they start and use nukes first, because of Belarus or some other, you know, something else that happens, you know, just from a no-fly zone that is put in place, and they shoot down Russian planes and the Russians respond and the ships and the ground units are destroyed. And then there's a further escalation and, of then the war essentially is on. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Jeffrey Epstein's island's up for sale. That's right. Pedo Islands are $125 million, and, you know, you can buy them. No problem. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell could probably buy them back, and that way she, you know, could get all the other stuff that nobody has gotten yet that she knows about that's there probably. Let's see, what do we got going on here? U.S. and NATO believe that Belarus will soon join the Ukraine war and that its involvement would destabilize Belarus. Now, Belarus shares a considerably long border. And as I said yesterday, and, you know, I swear, it's my belief that they have already started to do that. Daniel Ellsberg, he says it's outrageous for the Biden administration to continue to pursue Julian Assange's prosecution. And in fact, you know, Julian Assange, you know, should have received a pardon. And a quote unquote, like in immunity from prosecution, you know, for telling the truth about what Bush and Obama did. And that's the problem. That's the problem. This is the truth. And they're persecuting a man for publishing truth. That is un-American at its core. Documents proving that Burisma, the Burisma proposal from Devon Archer, is now, it's all around. You can check the MediaActionNetwork.com. It's on their site. But they, here you go. They essentially say the scope of the work should include organization of a visit of a number of widely recognized and influential and current and former U.S. policymakers to Ukraine. The purpose is, ultimate purpose is to close down any cases, pursuits against Nikolai in Ukraine. Remember, Joe Biden, according to testimony in Ukrainian court, got a lump sum deal of $900,000 laundered to him. And then Hunter Biden also got his, his dream job where the crack could lay home all day and be happy. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Russian mercenary group, the mercenary Wagner group, is so-called active inside Ukraine. The Wagner group is deployed elsewhere. We already killed 400 of them in Syria. Now maybe it's a good time for more, said Congressman Adam Kinzinger. You know, listen, these dipshit for brains have no idea. Nobody wants to say, and nobody is pointing out, as I keep saying, that the United States of America is a bunch of backstabbing, no good, mother knucking sons of bitches, okay? We were discussing in negotiations about the use of this color revolution model to advance so-called democracy. You know, using color revolutions and social indoctrination from social media and other places to foment change and then to use that change and to get control and put your own people in not a free manner at all. In a coup, not a revolution. There is a difference, you know. And the United States of America, in the middle of these negotiations, struck once again into Kazakhstan. It is because of this that the Russian government has said no more negotiation, that you can kiss our ass. They're not going to get stabbed in the back again in bad faith negotiations by Victoria Nuland or Joe Biden or Antony Blinken or anybody else. The Russians have had enough. And when you break that model, so to speak, when you bust it all down and you throw it on the floor and you stomp all over it, and then you say, you turn and look, and you look at Russia and you say, look what you did. This is the shit that we're getting today from the government of the United States. These are the lies, the systemic failures, the butchering of the, how should we say it, the truth. Where the propaganda media in the West that is all on board. It used to be, you know, only the 400 prominent journalists. Now it's the thousands of media outlets that all pertain, you know, that get their news, you know, from Associated Press or Reuters. How about, Yahoo News and all these other different news feeds from ABC, NBC, and CBS on their online news prostitute affiliates. All of the newspapers that have been bought up and consolidated. Remember, small town newspapers are being bought and sold left and right. Mostly because they don't make much or if any money. Yeah. That's true, isn't it? So they've been consolidated like the rest of the media. So those small independent voices have been bought and sold and erased. The U.S. is ramping up Patriot missile transfers to Saudi Arabia as Biden seeks to ease oil prices. Oh, that's right. That's right. You use Patriot missiles to drill for oil today. Gosh, man, I'm such an old fashioned pipeliner. You know, I believe, you know, a nice big pipe in the ground. At a 354 wall, you know, that's a 0.354th of an inch thick wall, you know, and then in higher residential areas, you know, the 0.76 wall and, you know, 3/4 of an inch thick steel pipe, you know, and if it needs to be under roads and everywhere else, it should be encased in concrete also. That provides reliability for 40, 50, 100 years. And it's unlike, you know, using tanker cars and making, you know, Warren Buffett $2 billion a month moving oil that way. And then, of course, jacks up the prices. Yes, it certainly is crazy. I see that some expensive cars that were limited productions that were lost on the the ship that sank out in the ocean. I noticed that they've put those cars back into production, and they you know, they got to make more than a dozen of them. I think they only make like 60 or so a year. And Lamborghini, you know, Avante or something like that, that they had to put them back in. They had to bring the assembly line back to life so they could figure out, you know, what the hell to do. It's sheer crazy. Salon.com, left wing Fruit Loop, rag, Dutch and Dukas, Dutch and the douche of Cambridge, forced to answer for colonialism while touring your Caribbean nations. excuse me. they never brutalized, just, I guess it's a colonial legacy that they have to live down. Well, I think that's bad. They didn't do it. They were just born into it like the rest of you, but it's their fault. Talk about identity politics, man. Man, your egg or sperm hit the right lotto. But in the end, you know, you get blamed for it. Even if you, you know, get the golden ticket to Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory. This idiocracy. Speaking of Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory, one oral surgeon, thought he found a honeypot. That's right. An oral surgeon accused of supplying his girlfriend with addictive and anesthesia solutions using an IV stand was charged with depraved heart murder Tuesday, stemming from her fatal overdose in their Maryland home. James Michael Ryan, 48, a dentist, was ordered to held without bond in the death of Sarah Harris, 25. She is a former patient of Ryan's and lived in Clarksburg, in his Clarksburg home for about 7 months. Evidently, they used these drugs to get high. And, it was a ketamine combo with maybe neurotonin, Ryan responded. Anyway, yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. So, listen, if your stripper pole friend, if you have to put a bag on the pole, it's time to stop. Hey, they stopped. Did they stop it? Permanent daylight savings time. Oh, my God. God help us all. Hey, the event at noon. Fact Hunter on Studio B. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth. DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear.
are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday